The Farm Bill spending measure gets a boost. A House panel gave its approval Tuesday, moving the bill toward a possible House vote next month. While it funds various Farm Bill provisions, legislation is likely to be best remembered for allowing waivers from federal school lunch standards. The Senate may take up a similar proposal tomorrow. House Ag Appropriations top Democrat Sam Farr.
To allow schools to opt out and keep the money, I might add, of being able to have to serve fresh fruits and vegetables is really precedent-setting and I think very wrong move. And I think that Congress is going to get extremely criticized for this.
But the GOP rejects a top-down approach from Washington. Ag Appropriations Chair Robert Adderholt says the problem is forcing kids to eat food they don't want.
While along with my colleagues, we're concerned about the national problems brought on by child obesity, also believe we need to be sensitive to the challenges of local school districts. I continually hear from my schools in Alabama about the challenges and the costs they're facing and their desperation for flexibility and relief so that they can operate a program that serves healthy food that the kids will eat.
School nutrition workers cite rising costs and food waste. Produce growers and child advocacy groups say the School Nutrition Association is getting money from processed food makers and favors frozen pizza and things like chicken nuggets.